I'm setting channel one right. This is channel one right, beginning of a new reel. Channel one right is Tuesday morning, the 8th of November, December 1970. Tuesday morning, the 8th of December 1970. Channel one right on a new reel. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Tuesday morning, the 8th of December 1970. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Tuesday morning, the 8th of December 1970. Channel one right. Channel 1 right and beginning of a new reel. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. This Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right and beginning of a new reel. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970.
Done had your coffee?
Yes, but she gonna make me drink more.
Well, she could give us a little hot chocolate or give us a little change, couldn't she?
You keep your pot on the stove.
Yes, ma'am. Pour my water in it. I'll get rid of some of this.
Oh, yes,
on
your heater stove.
Yes. I wouldn't take nothing for that. Oh, see?
Yes. Granddaddy really found a good one, didn't he?
See, when it's cold and I have to have fire in the heater, if I'm going to boil, except for I just put my pot up there. Cook it right there.
Cook it right there. You know, I even forget to put that little percolator or coffee pot over here. It would help it to keep it over here, you see. Mm-hmm. But I forget to do it.
Keep it warm.
Yeah.
Do you drink coffee all the time, too?
I tell you, Miss Daisy, I make a little extra of a morning. Mm-hmm. And then I just keep it laying there. See, I still got a little bit, so I just take a sip. You know, I like it cold.
Yes.
When this breakfast coffee gets cold, mm-hmm. It has a nice flavor to it. There don't have
oh, it do. I ain't tried that.
You like it hot?
I like mine warm and hot.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were cold. I sure can. Now, if I don't have some, if I have this ground kind with the boil, I'll make enough in the morning, and then when I get ready for it, I'll go get it. If it's cold, well, I'll drink it right on. Your children said I will not drink so much coffee. I said, well, it ain't done nothing to me. Now my granddaughter, she drinks lots of coffee too. When she round home. Elizabeth, the one who stayed with me so long. She drinks coffee.
I didn't know. I didn't know you kept it lying around like I do. I didn't know you kept coffee sitting around like I do.
Well, when I'm there and it's cool like it is now, well, I keep it sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, nobody ever, me, when I can't think of nothing else, I was just thinking about getting me a drink of coffee.
Yeah.
And then, if it ain't too cool, well, I'll go out and yell. Go patching or something. There's always something to do, Mr. Meyer, around the house if you don't do it.
And Daisy, it's shameful, ain't it? There's always something to do.
You don't never catch up.
I tell you what you and me, you need to do. and we wouldn't notice all them things that needs to be done. We just needs to get us a ball to bounce.
A mole.
A ball.
Oh.
And bounce it.
Well, I think I have a good bowl there around that house. If I get around to all the things that you do there, I'll have a bowl.
You could come. You could come in. Every time you come in, Miss Daisy, you just don't look around. You just pick up that bowl and start.
You ain't gonna drink no coffee.
Not Smith.
No,
oh,
Guy's gonna
coffee?
Drink coffee with
you. You ain't gonna drink none.
I'm not as hearty as you are. I can't drink too many. Now, what'd you tell me about these people who couldn't drink but just one cup?
Yeah. Some folks, they don't drink one cup of coffee. They drink a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, they do till in the morning. But I ain't like that. If I'm home. Now, you see, I done had one cup full of coffee. Now, here I go with another one. Well, later on, if I'm in the house, well, I may get another cup full of them. This may last me till after them. It's 9 o'clock now. This cup full last me till after them. See, I don't drink a cup and a half full for breakfast. Boy, I drinks coffee. If I can get coffee, I can go on all day and don't worry. You know, until noon, something like that. Sometime I do that, but not many. I mostly eat my breakfast, grits and bacon and eggs, piece of toast. I don't eat so much bread. If I eat grits, I don't want no bread. This bacon.
Grits is better than bread.
And coffee.
Bacon?
Bacon, grits, and coffee. You know, I don't bother about no bread.
Grits is a whole lot better than
bread. Well, there's for me in the morning.
Yeah.
But you know, at noon time, from breeze, sometimes I don't get nothing then. But just a little lunch of some kind. They get me, make me a sandwich and some bread and water. But if it's cold, anyway, it's cold. I mostly have coffee every time I eat.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, do you percolate it?
No.
Or you use it like this?
Use it like this.
Yeah.
And your stove keeps the water warm?
Yes, ma'am. I think this is the easiest and the nicest way of making coffee. It's a quick way to get it. Sometimes I think that's one wrong thing with folks. Things comes too easy now.
Yeah.
Everything comes too easy. Electric dishwashers, electric washing machines, electric stove, electric heater, everything. Just tip something, you're gone.
Electric can opener.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd have told me that I'd ever use an electric can opener.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't got sense enough to do it yet. And I ain't got them.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe because you got more sense than some other people.
No. You know, they're nice when they're all right. But if something happened to I couldn't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get somebody to come and fix it for me. Now, if something happened to my daughter's stove, Well, it's blowed, torn the meter box up. But it didn't set nothing to fire. And she can't cook on her stove. I don't think she's been able to cook on it since Saturday. But she have a hot plate, and she do a little cooking on there. Well, she got to wait until somebody that knows how to come and fix it. I noticed up there where I was, something happened to Miss Lois's washing machine one time. And she had to call a man to do it. I think the man that fixed it, he come from Mickey Nope up there. He wasn't there 5 minutes after he looked at that thing. Before he was through. So she asked him, she said, well, what's the charge? He said, well, it wasn't much to do but the mileage. So I charged $3. I don't think that's overcharged. Just to come from right there and get a nail out of it. Some of them had a nail in the pocket or something. No. But that's all he did, got one nail out. And that was $3.
That's cheap. Mm-hmm. I don't hear any of them charging as little as $3.
Yeah, he just come from making up the right there.
Yeah.
Well, now his might be cheap, but it's a high price to me.
Yeah, they charge it.
Because he can get on here in a few minutes. And take him a few minutes to go back. And then take more than a minute to lift up whatever he did and take that nail off.
One of the fellas I know on this these wells, he charges a $6 service charge if he just comes over here and says hello.
Where he live?
Making of it.
But it's one thing, Don, you can't fuss with them about their price.
No.
You put the price on your stuff what you want. Well, if I want it, I shouldn't say nothing but give you your price and you hand me the stuff. It don't make sense to buy it and then go off and talk about you. He overcharged me. This, that, and that. You didn't have to get it.
But you're pretty well caught.
Yeah.
And you got all this electric stuff.
That's right. You got to pay for it.
You know, it looks like, see, with all this electric stuff, it'd make everything easier.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's easier.
Well,
but to live long when it was hard. It tasted better when it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It had more strength in it when it was hard.
Yeah.
But it's quick now, and that's what they want to do, do it fast.
Well, Faye said you come home from Saturday. Now, you were using electric iron, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
But did you use what?
I use electric iron all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what become of my old-fashioned iron. But there's three or four up there where I work at. Well, you see, when they goes off and they go to these antique places, if you see one, she'll buy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to come of mine. I ain't got none.
Is that right?
I had six.
You mean of the old line?
Them old lines. Oh, I just thought loan them to somebody. Somebody picked them up somehow.
Now you kept them. How did you heat them?
Well, you see, I had a big fireplace. And I had wood. Well, I cleaned that hearth good down there and set them irons in front of that fire. That's the way I used
on
to.
On the hearth?
Yes, sir. On the hearth. Just like Bess's chimney.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm there.
You had to have several irons.
But when I first started living over there under that tree, they didn't have electricity. I was there a long time. I used wood. So I don't know why, I don't know how come, but Mr. Leroy asked me one day, said, Daisy, how would you like to have electric in your house? I said, I hadn't thought about it. He said, well, sir, it won't cost you nothing to put it in there. The company wants a line somewhere or another through their place, something like that. And he said, but you will have to take care of it after you get in. You have to pay the expenses. I said, well, it's all right, I guess. So he did. They put it in there. Well, after they put the lettuce in there, Florida May, she was working for Miss Flora up there. She said to me one day, she said, Daisy, she said, you got to have a lectus iron. I said, no, I don't. I said, I'm still using my fireplace and I can use my same one. She said, you're going to have one because I'm going to get it and I'm going to bring it down there. And I'm going to show you, you ain't got nothing to do with plug it in. Oh, I rang about 2 weeks. She got this iron and brought it. That's the first lectus iron I used. Florida May gave it to me. So ever since that, it looked like I just got to have one. I'm getting along all right but dying, but as soon as I started, didn't I? I can't do without it. Just go plug it in, wait a minute or two, and you can start your way.
And you don't even have your old irons.
No, sir, I don't know where they are.
I wonder if Miss Bess got hers.
She might. I'm going to ask her sometime.
Is ironing tiresome?
Well, now, the most of the time it bothers me is my feet. I ain't stayed on my feet a long time. They get tired. That's all.
Is that what happened to you Saturday?
Yeah, standing on my feet so long. You know, I can go. I can work if I'm moving around doing things. But just to stand still, it always wear me out. I know when we used to have to wash vegetables. And we just stand there all day long. My feet and legs would be so tired at night, but I'd go home and doctor on them and be ready to go back washing in the morning.
What'd you do? Why do you doctor? What do you, how do you doctor?
Well, I'd bathe them, rub them. I'd use some, but mostly not if they bother me too much. I'll keep me some physic salts there. And heat me some water and put them in there and let them stay a while. And that's good for me.
Yeah, that takes the soreness out.
Yes. There's some folks say, oh, there's no sense in that. I said, not to you. But it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because when I bathe them and I sit there a while and let them dry, I mostly let that salt water just dry in itself.
Oh.
I don't hardly dry it all. Then a little while I can get up and go again.
Well, now Saturday you just come home and...
Yes, I just come home and lay down. I was so tired.
Oh, you're
just my feet and leg. Well, just from here.
From
you see, I've been on him all day. And I tell him, I can't do today what I done 10 years ago and not feel it.
You mean you iron up there all day long?
I'm there till after 2 o'clock.
From the time
from
you got there?
A quarter to eight till after two. Well, you see, I don't want to go now. I just go on and get my clothes ready to iron. I don't have no dishes to wash. They got an elective washing machine. Now, elective dishwasher, I'm trying to say. So she takes care of the dishes herself. Well, what is this? If I'm going to clean the house, well, when I get there, I go on house clean. I got the iron. I go on ironing. Well, it's always plenty ironing there that you do. Ain't been caught up with since I've been working on that house for so many days. I can't do nothing, you see. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't work on a Saturday. So then I can work.
Did you ever iron sitting on a stool?
No, my stand up.
You couldn't sit on a stool?
No. Now, my sister, she irons. She sits down and irons all the time. I tell her, I just don't see it. I can't sit down now. I never could. But she is now. That's our baby. That's my baby sister. But she's got a bowl fixed where she can just let it down even with a chair. And
oh, really?
She sat there and ironed. Well, if I had to sit there and all hours at the time, when I get ready to get up, I couldn't get nowhere. I'd be so still for I couldn't. I can't do it. But she do it all the time.
I never heard of that. That sounds, they no use. If she wants to sit down, she can just put her.
Yeah, her board. It's made. It's got springs in it somewhere. Or another. I don't know. And she can just let it down, just even with a chair. Hmm. And she sit there now. I was at the time.
Well, she could iron on this table.
Oh, yeah, she could iron.
Sit right here and put her feet on, legs on the table.
Well, when I let my board down, it's too high for me to sit on the chair now. If I iron, I'm got to kind of reach up. But if I'm standing up, I'm looking down.
That's right. I hadn't thought of that thing.
Well, if you had a stool, you know, that was that you could sort of lean against or sit against.
Yes.
And not a chair, but a high stool.
High stool. Well, I ain't never had now. Ain't never been thought about. Well, sometimes I think, well, if I had me a stool, I'd sit down and see what would I do with that.
I bet
you've got a. They got a tie stool
sure.
over to the house
sure.
where we used to sit down, and she used to tell me, Daisy, why don't you take the stool?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm doing all right, but now.
But Sandy, it caught up with you.
Well, I've been caught up with more times than that.
Well, I thought you was going to have a chance to really rest Saturday night. You had some company.
Mm-hmm. As I said, sometimes company comes in the wrong time. Now that's what I thought. I wasn't looking for the company. I said, after I didn't come over here,
uh-huh.
I said, well, in a few minutes I'll take my bath and just dress for bed and stretch out.
That's what I was hoping you'd do.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I could get it done, somebody knocked on the door. And they stayed there till after, about 9, maybe longer.
I saw a car out there. I figured maybe Elizabeth, somebody to come over to see you.
Well, I just wanted you to rest because I knew you were tired.
And I just wanted to rest. And I was just fixing to rest. But I didn't.
Well, now, what'd y'all do? Just sit there and talk?
Sit there and talk. That's all.
Well, that sometimes is restful.
Yes, sir. That's all right. Sometimes, but if you ain't looking, and you're looking some other way, that's the way you won't go. The way you're looking. Miss Myers, do you come by a store? I tell you what, I want to get me a carton of buttermilk.
A carton of buttermilk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll get you some buttermilk.
Did you drink buttermilk?
I haven't had any. If I had some, I would.
I like it.
I like it too.
Now you could send by Isaiah.
By Isaiah?
Uh huh.
Where?
To get anything.
You can't get nothing. They'll forget it every time.
Isaiah?
Yeah, I guess it would. I ain't tried him.
Well, I thought you said.
You know, just like he going out there to Iverson, and I tell him, Isaiah, ask for my mail or something other. If he going right from his house to a store or something and ain't going to work, you can trust him like that. But if he got to go to work and pick it up after he knock off, he ain't gonna think about it.
But now, I remember that, that little picture of Isaiah after supper. He don't sit around too long up there.
He mostly go down there to James' house. Well, he stay there a few minutes. Then he goes on down to his sister's house. Winnie. You know, that's his sister. Well, he'd go down there and sit with them for her. They had to go to Clearwater Saturday, I believe. They said they had to go down there to see something about Shum. And Bessie was telling me, I said, well, what are they going to do about it? She said Isaiah said, no, she said they say they had to go down and have to sign some paper. I said, well, Isaiah, he went fishing this morning. She said, I know he went fishing. Said, but they went after him. He had to come back and go to Clearwater. I said, well, I don't understand. She said, I don't either. I said, that's what they say. I said, they didn't put it in the hospital. I said, sister put him in there, I guess. She said, well, I don't know what they're doing. I said, no, and I don't even let us let it alone, because we don't know. So they come back Sunday. I ain't hear nothing about him. I don't know how he getting along. I don't know what they done with him. Nothing, you know, you can't ask folks too much about the business. If they want you to know, they'll tell you. And they know. We would love to know what they done with him or something. But the most thing they've been being in the rest of the Bible, ever since he been there, they've been trying to find out where his money is. So, me and Bessa talks about him. I said, well, it just don't make sense for them to be worrying about Shema's money. Worrying about where is that? I said, his money is where he put it. I said, and if he wanted them to know, he would tell them. I said, if he got any, he may not have none. But they think he just got stacks of it. And this one's so scared that he'll get it. And this one thinks this one won't get it. Well, who would you want to get it? That's the one he wanted to have it. Then why should I worry about it? He had plenty of time. Thinking me, well, they say he got money, but they don't know what bank he got it in. I said, well, he don't want them to know. I said, if he won't tell them what bank it's in, I said, well, now what they're worrying about? He don't want them to know. I said, I wouldn't worry about it myself. I don't worry about other folks' stuff. I just worry trying to keep my little bit together. I'm like, you don't tell me to do nothing with Joel. I ain't gonna bother. And it ain't gonna bother me. So I don't know whether they got the papers to say Sherman's very weak. And he gets weaker every day. They said he can't walk a step now. So his sister put him in the hospital. Well, somebody said he got his money willed to Mariah. Well, them who was telling me that, I know they don't know no more about what Sherman done in me. And that ain't nothing. I don't know nothing they done. And ain't tried to find out. So I said, well, now his sister been up here 2-3 times since he been down there trying to find out something or trying to find some papers or something or other. I said, if they don't watch themselves, I said, all of them will be crazy and dead hunting it. And Sherman will be here sick and he'll be laying there. Where is that? You know, lots of times, Miss Ma, you think things and it ain't a bit of that. It's all together the other way. Mm-hmm. You think. Now, old man Harris, He used to live over there on the road. He had money in the bank. Well, his niece, she's up y'all in New York. Some of them accused her of taking care of his money. But when he was in New York, she helped him to put some of his money in the bank. Well, he put money in Gainesville banks. That was to take care of him and his wife when they died. That was their burial money. He had it up there in the bank. But he put them wrong. And they had a time getting it out.
Oh.
Doris and his niece. Doris helped him. Well, you see, he put it in there. Evelyn and Daisy. Well, that means if you go after it, me and you go get it. I can't send you. You can't send me. Told you. But if he'd put it in there, Evelyn or Daisy, well, he could have got it after she died. He got it after she died, but they had to get a lawyer and it had to go through, I don't know how much red tape, but time he got through getting it, he didn't have much. Time he got through playing the lawyer and everything, he didn't have much. But he was the cause of it, you see. He put it in there for him and Daisy to go get. Well, Daisy done dead. She can't go. You got to go by yourself. And Miss Miles, when they got it, it wasn't all that much. It must have been about $400 or $500, maybe $500 or $600. Well, now the lawyer had to get some of that. The
lawyer gets a lot of that.
Yes, the lawyer had to have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He then had his niece to send his money here. He went up there and got hit and brought it down him where he could get it. Well, she just believed he had money in that house. They said she tore that house up from bottom to top. Every trunk, every cabinet, every place there, looking for money. She knew he had money. And after all that trouble, they tell me she found one quarter. I didn't go down there. No, I didn't go down there. Lord, she went with them trying to help her. I said, you don't know what you're looking for. She said, I ain't looking for nothing. Mama said, I just be there to keep her company. Of course she asked him. Well, she wanna think somebody took his money. You know, that's what happened mm-hmm. all the time. And he took it from himself.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to notice him, how in the world am I coming and take Mr. Miles' money? I don't know where he keep his money. How I'm going to get it if he don't get it to me? Well, most folks won't think about it. So then, after he died, she come, after she checked the house over and everything. Well, she told, what did I say? I think they rent the house. Well, the way they tell it to me, it wasn't renting it. He just stay in the house and take care of it. Well, the house was almost all the pieces. But he fix the house up and he could live in there for the charges. Well, it was worth more than just a living there. Fixed the doors, fixed the screen, fixed the floor, fixed the rooms, fixed the lights. So Dodd, she told me, said he's going to let Isaiah stay in the house for the care of it. I said, he going to do that? She said, I reckon so, Mama. I said, I wouldn't do it. I said, that old house needs fixing and needs preparing to live in it. I said, she'd fix it and I wanted to rent it. I said, I'd rent it and pay her so much a month. I said, but I wouldn't fix that house. I said, Isaiah ain't going to stay there enough to fix up that house to live in. Well, he was to take care of all the bills, fix the telephone, fix the television, I think, and so on and everything. Well, there wasn't nothing fixed. You see, I know that much. Because when she was here, when they buried her, Daddy, I went around there. Mm-hmm. Holes in the back part of that floor, that bed, on top of that straight hole, you could look down through the hole to the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, you could see Ron Bow, the screen was breaking. Now, she come here last year. Mm-mm. She come here this year. Oh, she was just all the pieces. The screens were sold to her. The door was the pieces. Holes in the floor. Well, some of them holes was in that floor. They was in there for her granddaddy died. You see, I know the old house. I said, well, my savior. I said, that house is needed fixing before man Henry died. I said, there ain't been nothing done to it in I don't know how many years, but what Ella and Jake did. I said, what did they do? They put a top on it. I said, all the bottom one was just like it was. I said, They think I'll not say things I do, but you know I'll say things. I don't say I'm right, but I say things thinking I'm right. And if I ain't right, well then you know I ain't. You tell me. Said they said no. It's so and so and so. But some things I said no. Just like I told him. I said, well, now let Isaiah have it. I said, but they couldn't give it to me for me to stay in it. He said, oh, you know, I said, I said, because I mean it. I said, me and niggas can't agree on business. I said, I done tried. I said, they won't treat you right. They expect more out of you. And you do the give. I said, I give so much and then I start taking back. I said, so I just don't fool with them. I don't. No, I don't fool with them. Now, since these folks moved out of Jake Brown's house up there, well, I think they had two or three rounds of run-ins or something. No. Some kind of disagreement, fussing going on. So they were telling me that, oh, Jake and John, they had one. I said, that's two niggas. They said, you can't get along with them things. They can't agree with one another. But me I can get along all right with white folks. They can get along all right with white folks. But they can't get along with one another. And I don't fool with them. If I had to rent me a house, I'd rent from a white man. He ain't looking for nothing but his rent. When time for it. But you rent one from a nigga, he's always there to see what is you doing, or how you doing it, or telling you what you do and what not to do. Well, I don't care for that stuff. If I'm paying rent, it's just like I'm buying it. It's my house. That's the way I see it. Once I pay rent, you rent to me for $5 a month. You might have cost $10 a month. But it's mine. As long as I pay you your rent, I feel like it's mine. And if I'm going to live in it, I don't think I need you to boss me. I don't think I need you to come tell me how to live in there and tell me what to do in there. You need to come and see if I got your money. Tell them I stayed over here. Now, I think they say them folks paid about $20 a month to live in that house up there. It ain't worth that. It ain't worth it. Way out here in the woods where you ought to be glad for someone to come and stay. Well, I think they paid about $20 a month for the house. I said, the house I moved out of when I moved over here. I said, I'm only two of them. I said, and all I paid was $3 a month for that house. I said, and I had a ground enough there to plant anything I wanted to plant. I said, and all I paid for the house in the ground was $3 a month. I said, I never had a cross word. I had no argument all the years I stayed there. I said, you know why? It was a white man and a nigger woman tending to business together. If it had been a nigger man, I said, we liable to fight 4 or 5 times. I said, but I ain't gonna fool with him. I know him. Now, I stay in that house for I don't know how many years without paying any rent at all.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I don't know how long I stayed there without paying any rent at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so finally, they started to charging them rent on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't work on the farm. I done quit.
Oh, that's after you quit working
on the farm. But I was working at the house.
I see. Uh-huh.
So they went up to $5 a month on the houses. So one day Miss Lois said to me, she said, Daisy, she said the company said they decided they would charge rent for the house. I said, well, they're the only one I know that ain't been charging it. She said, yes, I think everybody's done. She said, now, they going to charge $5 a month for the house. He said, me and you have to pay your $5. So you pay $3 and I'll pay $2. And it went on just like that until I moved. I never had no misunderstanding at all. Well, when they went to paying $5, it was just like it was when I wasn't paying then. I had my same ground I could raise my chicken, my hog, or whatever I wanted to plant there. Well, that meant more than the $3 to me, what I could grow there and live off. That's the way I see. Now, these folks, they didn't have nothing up there. Jake got ground there, but he worked it right up to the yard for himself. Anyhow, I'm crazy.
I didn't even know till you said so the other day that he worked his ground.
So you didn't know he worked it? Well, he just started, you know, this year and a little last year. You know, he been working some kind of way. He ain't been here.
Yeah.
Well, I think he must be got too old to work, you know, with concrete like he been or whatever it was. So he come home.
Miss Daisy, Sherman. Now, who is Sherman?
That's James' uncle.
Yes. Yeah.
That's his mother's brother.
Yeah. And he's down below.
Clearwater. In Austin.
Now, that's where Isaiah didn't go down there.
Isaiah and Winnie and Clyde, they went down there Sunday.
Just see him.
To see him. It's best to say they had to go. They went down there to sign some papers. Well, you can't do no business in the office on Sunday, can you? Can you? Well, now, really, I asked, because I didn't think so.
No, I would.
I didn't think no office was open on a Sunday. Well, if you gonna sign them papers, well, you stay home. And of course, I didn't tell Bessie. I said to Bessie, and I just wondered what kind of paper they found. But, you know, I ain't got much sense. But I got a little, you know, reading up where I get my dealing with folks that had sense.
Yeah.
And listening at them talk about things. That's what I got my head. But some folks, they don't believe nothing because they don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Now.
They're suspicious.
Yeah. When you take all of them, they think they know. But they hardly got sense enough to go to the store on business. And that thing, I don't care how much you know, there's plenty of room for more. You can always learn something else. And if you don't know nothing, you ain't got nothing but room to learn.
Yeah.
I do, but you won't do it now. Now I know. They don't know what to do if somebody don't help them.
Miss Daisy, now where was this house you were talking about? Around here?
Come on.
Jake Brown's house up here at the corner.
Jake Brown's house.
No, the one that Isaiah was going to live in.
No, not. You know, them houses, where we on the road, go down to Winnie's house.
Oh,
two houses up there.
Yeah, I see.
Well, he, Isaiah, he was in that first one.
I see.
You know, the first one was old man Harris, and the second one was Woodard Warren's house. But there ain't nobody in that one of them now.
Yeah, so I didn't
see what you
see since. Isaiah, he's over here. He come over to the house yesterday evening. He says, son, Miss Daisy, do you know where Miss Bessie is? I said, no. Ain't she home? He said, no, she ain't there. I said, well, I don't know. I said, did you go in the house? He said, yes, I went in there. I said, the door wasn't locked. She said, she ain't in there. I said, well, maybe she's older, Miss Miles, so she may be down to Amazon. I ain't seen her today. Where she is? He said, she ain't there. So, he says, I think I'll go to fishing a little while. I said, okay. So she come back, and she come over to the house to get us some wood, some blocks, pine blocks. There. I said, Isaiah couldn't find me. She said, I was up to Miss Patterson. I said, up to Miss Patterson. She said, yeah, it can't look bad. I said, oh. I said, well, he didn't know where he was, and I didn't either. And I told him I didn't know, but I wasn't going hunting. I knew he'd come sometime. So I hope he'll carry some wood over there to her house. I ain't seen her today. I don't know where she's up or not.
And Isaiah lived over there?
Hmm?
At Harris's house, or where?
Yeah, he did once live there.
Yeah.
But he left.
Now, is
you
he
see,
the...
when she come this year, it was so much hadn't been done that she thought was going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I think her and Isaiah had a little argument or something. Some kind of misunderstanding. She was looking for the house to be screened and floor fixed and top on it and all that stuff. Well, you know, for a while, Isaiah was sick. He wasn't able to work. He couldn't do nothing. Isaiah was in hospital about 2 weeks, I guess. And when he come out, he wasn't able to work for a while. So she just liked all that. So they said, Isaiah told her. I know she must have kind of feud and might have made him mad. I don't know. But anyway, they said he told her. So you can have your house and fix it like you want it. So I'm through with it. Just like that.
Now, who was that he was talking to?
That was Harris's niece.
Yes. And she come down from up country?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he happened to come to Bessie's then?
Well, he went out here in these woods somewhere, Miss Martin, and stayed out there a while. And I rang, they must have had some foreign out there. Then he come to Bessie's, and he seemed to be as happy as a lark since he got over there.
Yeah.
You see, he's just as happy.
He don't hurry off of an evening now?
Mm-hmm. But I feel he's a good conditioned man. He's favorable, he's quiet, and everything. I don't see how nobody could just expect so much out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. Well, I'm gonna
Does he stop and talk with you?
Yes, ma'am.
More than he did?
More than he did when?
When he first came.
No, Craig, I know that ever since he was a boy like that.
Uh-huh, when he first came to Miss Bess's.
Yes, well, he grew up with my children, but he was older than my children. Yes, he comes, and he come over there sometimes, sit with me a while, and he catch me there. Sometime I'd be over to Darcy's, and he come over there and stay a while. He checks on all of us when he's around. He check on every house.
Okay.
He do. See how he get him off.
Well, now that's like James.
No, James don't check on himself. Mm-mm. He don't check on himself. Oh, it's too much different than James and Isaiah.
You see, I've still got a little coffee, Miss Daisy.
Uh-huh, you just makes like you drinking coffee. That little that little bit of coffee I'd have been done drinked it up so long. Well, I guess I better get to my house.
Let me tell you, Miss Daisy, for you now, they, some of these fellas that come down to Buddy's there, you were telling me about them. You remember Faye?
Yeah, somebody that she thought we ought to know and we didn't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Who is this fellow that comes to,
I don't know.
Lives around here and comes down nearly every day?
Mm-hmm.
Comes to Buddy's. Lives back.
Now, this is 920 Channel 1 Right, and towards the end of the visit of Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December 1970, and I'm trying to get back on a on that beautiful picture that's from the tape that I erased, and it has completely left her. She simply can't recapture it. She has carried the ball pretty steady on this tape, and she Isaiah has changed. And this is 9:40, at the end of Channel 1 Right, and it'll be continued a little bit on Channel 1 Over. And the 9:40, the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970.